baking is a whole other skill set in the kitchen, where precision rules over improvisation. French pastry brings next-level technique and engineering, but French home cooks don't bother to compete with pastry chefs whose work is in pastry shops everywhere. They approach making cakes at home with a kind of simple panache seen in the way they put an outfit together. Food writer Alexandra Crapanzano shares this surprisingly practical approach to throwing a cake together at home. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Evan.
It's such a lovely, sweet book.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about that approach that French home cooks have. You know, every time we hear the word French put in front of something, we always assume it's going to be a little bit more difficult and require more technique than we might have.
Absolutely. You know, it really is exactly what you said. The French, I think, are wise enough to leave complicated cooking to the pros. And that's true in savory food and in baking. And it's impossible to compete with them if you're a home cook. And once you decide you're not going to do it, there's actually this incredibly liberating feel, I think, that allows you to cook far more casually and simply and to really gain confidence in that ability and using great ingredients and recipes that are tried and true. I grew up in France. I grew up in Paris and for much of my life. And what I loved was how recipes like a yogurt cake or a very simple pound cake are taught in kindergarten. And they're so simple. You need a bowl and a whisk and a little cup of yogurt. And that becomes the measuring cup once you add the yogurt. It couldn't be simpler. And then you take that recipe and you have it for the rest of your life. And so you can add anything you want. You can add, you know, strawberries if it's strawberry season. You can add cherries. You can add chocolate chips. You can add rose water, orange blossom water, or rum or bourbon. That's the playful part. It becomes something that is tried and true that you have for the rest of your life.
Is there a preference when making these home cakes for a certain kind of texture? Are most of these cakes tender crumbed, more sturdy crumbed?
They all, you know, tender crumbed. And one of the things I discovered, you know, in really focusing on writing this book entirely in the States with American flour and American ingredients, is I paid a lot of attention to what the differences were between, you know, French flour and American flour. And, you know, you go into a good supermarket in Paris or anywhere in France, and you'll see many, many different kinds of flours, far more than we have here. But the one that is kind of their equivalent of an all-purpose that they bake with does more closely, I would say, resemble art cake flour. And so I often call for that in this book because I do feel it does offer a slightly more delicate crumb. Some of them are surprisingly sturdy cakes because they're well structured, but I would say all of them have a delicate crumb. Many of them last many days. The French are incredibly practical. It's something I don't think we think about when we think about the French because they have such a love of life and of art and of fashion and all of these things. But in fact, I think one of the reasons that they can cook at home, you know, every day so well, is in fact that they are practical. So, you know, a cake might be made on a Friday for the weekend, and it will certainly carry through Sunday if it's not gobbled up sooner.
I suppose this time of year, we expect to see Bûche de Noëls on a sideboard or as part of a dessert buffet. Can you talk about layering the flavors of the Genoise or sponge with buttercream and what some of your favorite combinations are?
Absolutely. So the Bûche de Noël is, of course, the classic Christmas cake in America, sometimes called a Yule log. It is something that the French often do buy at a patisserie. And in fact, kind of come this time of year, you will see the great pastry makers in France kind of showcasing what their flavors are going to be for Christmas and kind of competing on that. And there's lots of Instagram posting about Bûche de Noël. They're a great favorite. And really, the French only eat Bûche de Noël at Christmas time. They really, They're very, very ritualistic. And part of the great pleasure, I think, is that you, you know, you taste a cake once a year and you spend the rest of the year kind of dreaming of it. It adds to the pleasure. But the Genoise, the Bûche Noël is actually a very, very simple cake. It's the decorations that if you go over the top, those take some time. But really it is a very simple Genoise, which is a sponge cake. And those are, you know, people assume that a Genoise is hard, but they're in fact incredibly easy. They're meant to be dry and they're meant to absorb a tremendous amount of liquid. In this case, a soaking syrup that is as simple as a simple syrup that you might use in making a cocktail, often infused with a liqueur. And you brush that onto, you cook the Genoise in a sheet pan, you brush it with soaking syrup, and then you have all of these incredible options depending on how much time you have and how much time you want to put into it and how experienced you are. You can certainly fill it with buttercream and roll it up and coat it in a beautiful ganache and run the tines of a fork down it so that it looks like the bark of a tree. That is absolutely the classic approach. You usually see that in chocolate. You see that in mocha. You often see that in chestnut. And interestingly enough, pear and Port William, again, the French do love pears. Really tremendous. But more recently, I've started to see, you know, a lot of yuzu, for example, is being used. There are a lot more tropical flavors. So maybe you'll see a coconut Genoise and a yuzu buttercream. And if you don't, you know, if you don't have time to make a buttercream or don't want to, and those actually are a little bit labor intensive, you can simply make a creme chantilly and add the flavor to that and roll that up into the Bûche Noël. So one of the things I wanted to do with this book is really to give options so that people, you know, they can take a recipe to an extreme or they can make it quite simple and quick, depending really on time and ability and desire.
This is the time of year where we also are starting to entertain a bit more, maybe a bit more mm-hmm. than in the last couple of years. And boards seem to be on everybody's mind. Personally, I prefer just a regular charcuterie board rather yes. than a butter board. But you have some savory options that would be sort of a lovely accompaniment to a nice charcuterie display.
So I include a chapter on savory cakes. You know, they're cakes, obviously, they don't have sugar in them. They're all made in a 9x5 loaf pan. And they are usually served with an aperitif or a cocktail before dinner. But they're also fantastically practical because they can go in lunch boxes and tote bags. They can go in on picnics. They can go in the train and the car. They're kind of everything that you love about a great sandwich rolled into the batter. These are batters that will incorporate, for example, French ham and Gruyere and maybe some leeks, and will bake into a moist, flavorful, savory loaf that can then be cut into thick slices. And those slices can just be cut into squares. And those squares can be served with a glass of wine or anything you happen to be having before dinner. So they really are meant to be just almost a tiny little taste. Also, very practically, what you can do is the next day you can put them in a lunchbox, or you can have them with a salad for a late dinner or lunch. Even by the third or fourth day, they can be toasted and brushed with a little bit of olive oil, or you know, coated with a tiny bit of butter, and are delicious.
Well, thank you so much, Alexandra. It's a very sweet book with a lot of ideas.
Oh, I'm so glad. It was a pleasure to be on.
That was Alexandra Crapanzano, recipient of the James Beard MFK Fisher Distinguished Writing Award and a food columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Her latest book is Gâteau, The Surprising Simplicity of French Cakes. We have a recipe for her mocha Bûche de Noël at kcrw.com/goodfood. Coming up, Elf Cafe in Echo Park is back with a new look and a new menu. We hear the story of their 16-year journey when Good Food continues.